Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily, and today I would like to tell you all of the good aspects about myself. that was really robotic, but I did it on purpose, because, like, why not? I never opened the show any other way. I always open it multiple different ways. What was that? I don't think I understood what I said, what came out of my mouth just now. All right, so here's the thing. I've decided, with the influence of me having to be in quarantine the last few weeks, and just, in general, feeling like crapola about my current state of being, I've made a few decisions. And one of those decisions is to start looking for a job within the radio and podcast industry. Now, I know what you're thinking. Megan, do you realize... Oh, excuse my dog in the background. He just decided that it was time to let us know that the world is ending. Under an overstatement. Anyway, so I've decided to start looking for jobs in radio and podcast industry somewhere. And you might be thinking, Megan... How does one with no experience get into that industry? Fuck if I know, dude. no, for real, though. The most experience I have, you guys know, is my YouTube channel. And then I have the podcast, and I make TikToks occasionally. And that's roughly where that ends. But I am one for new opportunities. I am one to take chances. I am one to walk into a place with full confidence and say, yep, I can do this. Look at shit I've never seen before. Just kind of stare at it for a minute and go, someone's going to have to show me how to do this. But I can do it. And that's the thing, too, is that I have a very strong work ethic, especially when it comes to new things and things that I know for a fact I will love. And it's just, it's something weird. It's not the first time I've changed career paths completely, but I'll be honest, I am a 99% college educated adult. Okay. All but like one semester of college is complete. I basically have the degree without having the degree, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm just kind of stuck in a dead end place right now. And I know something I love is creating. I love when I get to put out YouTube videos. I love putting out TikToks. I love making the podcast, even though I don't get to make it as much as I used to, as much as I want to. I love creating, and I love putting things out there, whether people like it or not. It's just something that I enjoy. And I think a lot of people, you know, they want you to come into a business. They're like, well, I want you to have 100 years of experience, but like, how do you get 100 years of experience when you haven't lived 100 years of life? You know what I mean? I think part of what makes, like, the radio world so beautiful is that a lot of people that go into it, you know, come into it with no experience whatsoever. Not a damn clue. But you look at them and you go, you're a charismatic adult, and there's something about you, and I want people to hear your voice. I want people to see who you are. And I think that's super important. I think being, like, just coming off confident, I think, is a huge thing. And not to toot my own horn or anything, but, like, I'm a pretty confident person. I'm not gonna lie. And you guys, if you've been following the podcast for a while, or go back and listen to any episodes or whatever, y'all have seen a lot of different sides of me. Y'all have seen me tired and exhausted. Y'all have heard me. I should be saying heard. Y'all have heard me sick. Y'all have heard me happy. You've heard me silly. You've heard me with loads of different accents. You've heard me do all kinds of weird stuff. And I want to make that a career. I just want to make a life out of that. I'm done with like living in this little town, doing all these little, oh, odds and ends jobs, these retail things. Like, I'm done with it. Like, I want to get a move on with my life. I want to get a move on with a career that I can wake up every day and enjoy. Not something that is okay for a couple months and then at some point I start dreading it again. I'm just tired of not having a career or a place that I call my own, And I think that's sorry. All of a sudden, every time I start recording, all of a sudden I have to yawn. I don't get it. But I think that's something that really just drives me to want to create more, is the fact that I don't want to do these jobs for the rest of my life. I'm a daycare teacher right now, okay? Imagine like waking up one day and say, yeah, I want to change diapers and reprimand children for the next 30 years of my life. Oh wait, that's parenthood. Okay, so imagine not having kids and doing that. And it's just like, to me, it's just, I'm at the point now where I'm either gonna stay at this career for the next 30 years or I'm getting out. And I chose to get out. I'm choosing to get out. I want to be great, and I've talked about this before. I want to be something that my future self can look back on and go, damn, I'm proud of her. You know what I mean? I want to be proud of myself. I don't want to be, I follow the average mold because that was the safest route and that's what I was told to do. No. Everybody is so afraid that you're going to make the same mistakes they did, but they forget that you're not them. Okay, yeah, there's going to be mistakes along the way. That's how people learn. And I've learned recently that I'm just going to stop telling people what I'm doing. I'm going to stop telling people what jobs I applied for. I'm going to stop telling people that I'm switching careers and stuff, like people close to me. And I'm just going to do it. And I hope you watch happily from a distance because there's really not like, you can think of all the what ifs, you can think of all the how this scenario can go wrong, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna look at you and go, but what if it goes right? And that's what keeps me going. That's what makes me wanna create more. That's what keeps me, wanting to be as creative as I am, is that what if it goes right? What if this is the right move? What if me moving into a different career path is the right move? What if the career path that I've chosen to move into, what if, that's just a stepping stone and it becomes something much greater than that? How am I gonna know if I don't take that chance? How am I gonna know if people around me try to convince me not to? I'm done playing life safe. I'm done, taking the safe route because there's no trees and there's no trouble. This is the route we've taken. Why don't you just take the one that's already made? I don't want to do that. I want to make my own route. And I think that's where I'm getting at here. I have this little flicker of drive inside of me that wants to just go, which wants to create, wants to have a good time. I want to talk to people. I want to learn new cultures and I want to learn new languages and I want to be a person of the world, be somebody that, is knowledgeable about a good chunk of things. And I can't do that living in this little town in Indiana, being a daycare teacher. That's where that lies. Kind of toot my own horn a little bit. Couple fun qualities about me. I am very charismatic. I love to talk. I will talk your ears off. I can be shy, but it's for like a split second. I was always a social butterfly as a kid, never not talking. And I think I'm still like that today. I'm a little bit more reserved because I've been told to be, because I'm an adult. And I guess adults are a little more reserved. What else about me? I'm a pretty cool cat. Whoa. cool cat? Yeah. You know what? Let's bring it back. Let's bring that terminology back. All right. Don't make fun of me for it. I'm a cool cat. Ow. no, I like to have fun. I like to be me. I like to be creative. You know, whatever that means, whatever definition I decide to use for it that day, that's what that means. And sometimes you just gotta roll with the punches. You just gotta do what it is. And I think one of the punches that's being thrown at me right now is to find new light in things. You know, if you were listening to the most recent podcast, I did some cold readings of some scripts and stuff, but then I also dove into some Nordic runes real quick. I occasionally will pull that up because I feel like it's a good way to see if I'm making the right decision. And the question that I typed in was, am I on the right career path? And it straight up just said no. It just straight up said no. And for me, that was enough confirmation to be like, all right, what do I need to do to get to the point that I want to be in? Because it also said no, but it's going to take some time for you to get there, which I get. Your girl needs practice. I will take as much practice as I can get. Okay. But, you know, I don't know anybody in the industry. I don't know the first thing about it. And so getting my foot in the door and being able to talk with people in the industry, that might be the first step. You know, I think whatever comes about it, because I spent literally like all night on Indeed last night just applying to any radio job I can think of. Just like I would type in radio shows or radio host or like on-air personality or talent or whatever. I would just type in anything that's remotely close and I would just start applying like crazy. And like I didn't even take in consideration location because obviously like I'm totally fine with relocating if you haven't figured that one out yet. But you know, it was something that was just like, how do I get my foot in the door? And I remember how I got my foot in the door with daycare stuff, going from retail to daycare, was that I literally just applied to everything and prayed for the best. So that's what I did last night. I sent my application, my resume into hundreds of places and logged off at like 4 a.m. It was like looking up to God and I was just like, please let something happen. If this is right, just let it be. Like, tell me this is right. And so far, you know, I mean, it's only been a day. I haven't really heard much anything back, but I'm hoping here soon I'll be able to say that, you know, I'm moving up in the world. But I want to live life to the fullest. I want to live life where I want to be. And right now I'm in a place where, I'm content, but I don't want to be content. I don't want to be content. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to have my backpack and go everywhere. Have my basic necessities in my backpack and just go everywhere and shove everything in storage and call it a day. Which sounds ridiculous. It sounds crazy, but at the end of the day, like, that sounds fun to me. I want to explore. I want to learn. I want to create and I want to see new people, you know, and that'll make me branch out into more creative things. The more I get around the world. But yeah, I went off on a tangent. That whole thing was just a tangent. The whole point of this is to show you my great qualities. But as you can see, I have a lot of thoughts running through my brain right now. But yeah, I'm ready for a new career path. I'm ready for a new change. I'm ready to learn new experiences. And I am a fast learner. That's another good thing about me, is that it may seem like I'm learning it slow, but what I'm learning slow is the process. So So everything has a step-by-step process, whether it's lined out in, you know, highlighted in rainbow colors for you, or it's very black and white. Everything has a step-by-step process. And so when someone shows me something for the first time, my brain breaks it down in the steps. And then after about two or three times, I'm good. I got it. I know exactly what to do. And I feel like that's something that not a lot of people can do, or not a lot of people have, or they can't say that for themselves. I learned a couple years ago how my brain learns, and that has changed my life since. It's visual, yes, but it's also step by step. Take it a little bit at a time and get it done. And that's how my brain works. And that's how I'm always going to have my brain work. What? That's how it's always going to be. I am charismatic. I am flexible. I am willing, and I'm able, and I'm ready. And I'm confident in my abilities to learn new things and to be great. All I'm really looking for is a chance. I'm looking for a chance to get me to strengthen all that, fine-tune it, and get to where I need to be. Because I'm not there yet. And I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there. But I want to be there. And I'm working on it. Anyway. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate every single one of you. And please do not forget to take care of yourselves. I love you, and I will see you guys next time.